We've got the Mr. Blossom Time court. This is your guys' very first interview of the day, right? Yeah, like right. You had your you had like a press conference and everything yesterday, didn't you?
Yeah.
That's fancy.
Yeah.
Okay. So first off, we got Mr. Blossom Time. That's Hunter Ackerman.
All right.
You should jump on one of those microphones. Yeah. So where are you from, man?
I am from Hartford. I'm okay. A senior that in the high school right now.
Very nice. So what was it like winning Mr. Blossom Time?
It was absolutely crazy. All 32 of those boys up there could have gotten something, and I'll tell you what, the way it shook down, it was really a blessing.
That's awesome. So you had a good time, rehearsal and all that was a lot of fun.
Yes, it was amazing. Hanging out with these boys, every single one of them, it's just been amazing.
What's really cool is you'll be able to hang out with these guys for like a year.
Exactly.
So I'm glad that just you can get along with these people. Also, who we got next? We got Dylan from Buchanan. Dylan, what's going on, man? How you doing?
Just living life, having a good time.
What was it like not winning Mr. Blossom?
Johnny, you're terrible.
So when it came down to the final two, me and Hunter were actually pretty close through practices and everything. So like when it came to the final two, I was like, me or Hunter.
And
then,
awesome.
So when I got bannered first runner up, I was like, Hunter. So
that's great.
When he got crowned Mr. Blossom Time, I was just as ecstatic for him. It's like, I know he would have been if I would have won.
This is very cool. So you go to Buchanan. What grade are you in?
I'm a senior.
So what is your plan after being first runner-up at Mr. Blossom Time? What's your plan in college?
I plan to go to Michigan State University as part of their residential college program, the James Madison College, to study political theory and constitutional democracy.
Whoa!
Yeah.
That's some fancy stuff.
Yeah.
Cool. So how do you feel about daylight saving time? Since we're getting into politics.
It definitely killed us yesterday morning because we had to be there at 6:30, so it really feels like 5:30.
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah. Yeah, so it was a early morning, late night.
Big fans
wow.
of it, you know?
That's yeah. let's go to second runner-up, Nick from St. Joe. How's it going, man?
Really great.
What was your favorite part about doing Blossom Time?
Definitely hanging out with all the guys. We had a blast. The attitude of everyone was just amazing, and we played games the entire day throughout rehearsal.
That's awesome.
We sung early 2000s pop hits.
Fun. Oh,
yeah.
Like before you guys were even born.
Yeah.
That's great.
I'm technically a 90s baby.
Yeah, I guess, yeah, you'd be a late 90s baby. Awesome. Well, I got to go to one of my favorite things is Mr. Nice Guy.
One of our favorites. We voted for him.
Yeah. And you guys voted for him. Yeah, exactly. And one of the reasons why you're my favorite as well is because you spell your name exactly the way I do.
Okay.
Jonathan.
Yes.
And you are from Lakeshore. How's it going, man?
It's going very well. Thank you.
Now, why do you think you got Mr. Nice Guy?
Because Hunter can't win both.
That's great. Well, no, you obviously did. You were obviously a nice guy during the whole entire thing.
Yeah. Well, it's easy to be nice when you have a great group of guys to be around.
That's great.
See, that's why you got Mr. Nice Guy.
Yeah. That's why you got Mr. Nice Guy. That's awesome.
Johnny, I think we got to ask Hunter one thing. Did he do the face?
Oh, yeah. I wanted to go back to this. Hunter. All right, I wanted to save this for last because I was thinking about this. Now, in every pageant, there's always the win face. Now, did you practice the win face ahead of time?
All right, so during my pageant, my win face was like this. Like, it was the worst face.
That's not how girls do it.
The worst face I could have made. And, you know, I wasn't even expecting it this time. I was just practicing so many other things I didn't. But
sure.
Armani in the corner of my eye, I saw him in the right. And watching the Taylor's Facebook Live video yesterday, my chairperson, he ran over to me, so I didn't even expect to be crowned. I saw him to my crowned. I expected him to go to the right.
Right.
Well, I see him in the corner of my eye. And then I feel a crown on top of my head. And I'm like, whoa.
What happened?
Whoa. And after that, I don't remember anything.
Honestly. You don't remember?
I really don't.
If you could do it over.
We're going to give you that opportunity for a win do-over.
Ready? Here it goes.
Oh, my God. That's great.
Perfect.
Oh, man. That is some good stuff. Well, I appreciate all you guys coming in here.
Yeah, you guys are a lot of fun.
Thank you.
Now, Miss Blossom Time is going on tonight, so we'll see you guys again. That's going to be at the Medal Center. You can hear it. If you can't actually get tickets for it, you can listen to it on our sister station, 94.9 WSJM. And there's something special as well with Miss Blossom Time. There's a new thing added where they have People's Choice. Mm-hmm. Now, that you do that online, correct?
Yes.
Is that at the Blossom Time website?
Yes.
It's linked on their social media.
Yeah. Linked on their social media? Okay. Well, you have to go check that out. They have closed as far as for people seeing what the results are right now, mm-hmm. but you can still go and vote there. But that's pretty exciting stuff.
Yeah. For sure.
And we'll see you guys again tonight at Miss Blossom Time that is happening later on tonight at the Mental Center. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Good luck. Have fun. I know it's going to be a great time. So thank you guys for being the first interview of the day for us.
Thank you for being our first interviewer.
You're all right.